The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've got Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz with us this morning talking about the big budget bill. Good morning, Ryan. Thank you. I sound like I'm about disorganized as Congress is right now on that bill trying to get it through. Where are we at on the big bill right now, sir?
Well, you must have had all the pages in front of you, the 1,500 pages or so.
Right.
Well, literally, Chip Roy, probably one of the biggest holdouts, is meeting with Speaker Johnson as we talk right now. The Rules Committee meeting is still ongoing, so we'll see if they get any updates on the big, beautiful bill at some point. But it seems like things are going south right now, based on what Roy just said.
You're trying to get it up, locked up by Memorial Day, but you sound like you're somewhat skeptical about the timing then.
It just seems like things did not go well this overnight. So, yeah, it seems like we're starting to get a little skeptical. I mean, I'm not saying they can't work it out, but Speaker Johnson has said it would be ideal if they can vote on the bill today. Not quite sure if that's possible, but, you know, by tomorrow, I think, is what he wants to do. And yeah, there's some members that say maybe we need to wait till after Memorial Day to make some changes. But there's a lot going on here for sure.
Well, who are holding? Are all the Republicans on board, or several of them are just not?
Not enough. That's the problem. Yeah, you got some blue state Republicans who want an increase in the salt cap. You got some red state Republicans who don't think this goes far enough to cut spending. So they're trying to find that happy medium right now.
What is a salt cap? I'm sorry, I saw that term this morning. I don't know what that is.
State and local tax deduction. It allows. Bluer states to write off their taxes on, if they're from a high tax state. So it gives them an extra, tax incentive. But red state Republicans don't like that because they think that is subsidizing states that have high taxes.
So at this point, I don't see why it wouldn't hurt if there's no rush on it to go ahead and give it a weekend to talk about it. Maybe some folks back home would have something to say.
Yeah, I think they're just kind of at the – yeah, I think they want to give President Trump a legislative win. They've been working on this for some time now. But, sometimes these things take time. And when you can only afford to lose two Republicans on any vote, that makes life a little bit more difficult.
All right. The big bill there, Colin. All right. Thank you, sir. Thanks for being with us this morning. That's Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz, as always, with some good insight on what's happening on Capitol Hill. The big budget bill. The big, beautiful budget bill. Okay, whatever. 8:17 now, Stephen 10 in the morning, here on KNSS. And George Wendt, best known for his role as Norm Peterson on Cheers, has passed away at the age of 76. His publicist has described Wendt as a doting family man and a well-loved friend and confidant. Wendt's career began in 1970s as part of the Chicago Second City Improv. A lot of people come out of there. And he appeared in all 275 episodes of Cheers. The guy sitting down at the end, usually sitting there with a Cliff Clavin, the mailman. And whenever he walked in the bar, everybody said the same thing. Norm, right?
Of course.
Could I have more on that coming up on the blur?
I'm sure we will.
Okay.
Of course, George Wendt briefly attended the University of Notre Dame. He lived in the residence hall next to where I lived.
Was he there when you were there?
Nope.
Okay. Today we're celebrating.
He's 20 years older than me.
Well, there that may be the reason.
But apparently he took finals and he said, I'm done here. He never came back.
Okay.
Not for him.
He's done. Okay. Today is National Waitstaff Day. BuzzFeed recently polled thousands of current and former servers and asked some fun questions, including, have you ever retaliated against a rude customer? So here are some of the questions and the answers for you this morning. These are answers from wait staff. Have you ever eaten food off a customer's plate? 32% said yes.
Yeah.
Hey, you going to finish that hamburger there? Number two, have you ever dated or hooked up with a cook?
Oh, I'm sure that's happened.
25%
said yes. Only 25%? Yep. Come 25%. On. Come on, I bet it's more than that.
You think there's more romance going
on?
Yeah,
I think there is.
Okay. Number three, have you ever come into work sick or hungover?
Well, of course.
81%.
Yeah, we all do.
Said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Number four, have you ever finished a customer's alcoholic beverage? That one, only 6% said yes to that one. So
okay.
They're not following up on that the mojito there. Number five, have you ever given someone free food or a free drink because you thought they were cute?
Oh, I bet that's how, yeah.
30% said yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, here you go. And number six, have you ever snuck off to the bathroom just to get a break?
Of course.
88% said yes. That's applicable to almost any job.
Well, yeah.
Right? Yeah, so these are the wait staff saying this. Number seven, have you ever retaliated against a rude customer? Half of servers said they've retaliated in some way. They didn't say how.
Yeah, we're not.
Could be a pretty
that's
ugly.
That's what we want to know.
Yeah, could be pretty ugly.
Anything
there.
Beyond either giving them food that had fallen on the floor.
Yeah.
Perhaps a little expectorant.
Well, I was talking earlier about my twin granddaughters who just graduated from Bishop Carroll, and they had their first waiting jobs this spring, and they both done very, very well. But they have now they're bringing home some of those lessons of life that you learn when you are waiting on the general public. Their mom, my daughter Stacy, actually worked as a waitress. Through most of high school and part of college, I think, as a part-time job. She did very well at it, and she wanted her daughters to have that experience, you know, of waiting on people in the public and the good, the bad, and whatever. And I think that's a valuable experience. My grandson, Nolan, my oldest grandson, also, he was Chili's? I think they had him as a server at one time, and then he said, no, I want to be in the waitstaff and make more money. And he did, and he had some pretty good horror stories about that. So, you know, the whole thing I would say is, if you're out there eating and in public, and you know, you can be cross, you can be ugly with them, but why? Why do that? You know, if you got a complaint, like they didn't bring me my potatoes, that's all right. They'll make good on it. You got any experiences with wait staff, Ted?
Personally? No, I never... I was a line cook.
You were a line
cook. I was behind, was in the kitchen.
They didn't tip you back there.
Nope.
I did remember one restaurant. It just happened. I don't remember which restaurant it was, obviously, but several years, this was many years ago. And somebody said, could you folks go ahead and pay because I needed to leave now. I need to go home.
Yeah, I've had that happen.
Say, oh, sure, fine. We'll pay and get out of here. All right. That's how's the longest you would wait to get into a restaurant to eat, Ted? What's your limit?
I don't know. I'm not very patient.
I'm not either.
There's very few places I would have an extended wait. It'd have to be for a good circumstance.
10-15 minutes. What was it, guys?
Yeah, anything longer than that, I'm kind of, let's go somewhere else.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, that place over in the Ozarks where they throw the rolls.
Throwed rolls. Been there.
You wait 2 hours plus to get into that place.
Wow. We did not when I went there, but it was probably a different time of the day or whatever. I don't remember.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's one of those deals where, well, this place is famous and we're here. I guess I'm going to wait more than 2 hours to get in.
Had the rolls thrown rolls at you? Okay. I went there with my brother and Jerry and his wife Dorothy and Shelly and I. This is just a couple of years ago. First time I'd ever been there. Jad, what do you got? You got something there?
I was just going to say, if you don't want to get retaliated against, go ahead while you're there at the restaurant. Treat the wait service great, no matter how badly they're treating you. And then leave a horrible Google review on the place. After you leave. And I mean, mention servers by name. Do whatever you want to do there. Just, you know, be nice while you're there so you don't invite the...
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Retaliation. Yeah.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.